Moving on now, roughly 1,000 new magazines started publication last year. Some of them were special one-time editions or spin-offs of larger magazines. Roughly 90% of new magazines were started by independent publishers. NPR's Jack Speer reports on the struggle to be among the few to succeed.
In the crowded world of magazine publishing, it takes more than just a sexy cover or a slick-sounding name to survive these days. Dr. Samir Husni is a journalism professor at the University of Mississippi. He says after a slowdown several years ago, the magazine business appears to be bouncing back.
You can go to any newsstands now in this country, and you have the option to pick one out of 6,230 magazines. That number used to be 2,000 in 1980.
Husni, who tracks magazine launches, credits computers and desktop publishing software, which he says has made it less expensive to produce a magazine. And he says magazines are increasingly modeling themselves after cable and satellite television, focusing on a very specific, even tiny target audience.
When you look at all the magazines, we had 105 magazines last year launched just about crafts, games, hobbies, and models.
Of the more than 6,000 consumer magazines on shelves, around 10% can be classified as general interest, down from 30% 20 years ago. And the fact that it's increasingly possible to effectively reach a much smaller group of people also appeals to advertisers looking to establish a relationship with a core group.
People used to say in the 80s and 90s that we have entered the specialized age in terms of magazine publishing. Now we are entering the laser age. I mean, we are targeting the magazine publications to individuals.
Among the new magazines launched this year, Fugue, a Los Angeles-based lifestyle and culture magazine, Sync, a magazine aimed at men, which focuses on, what else, gadgets and technology, and a new magazine called Beach Houses that covers resort living and contains real estate ads. Another example of a relatively new niche publication is a magazine called Modern Dog. Based in Vancouver, Canada, the magazine features photos of fashion models and celebrities with their canine companions. One recent cover showed hotel heiress-turned-actress Paris Hilton with her chihuahua, Tinkerbell. Connie Wilson is editor and publisher.
It actually started as kind of a website idea, and I needed something to sell the website, so then I was looking at starting like a little publication, and then it evolved into, you know, a glossy magazine with a very high-end look.
Think Vogue or Vanity Fair, but with dogs. Modern Dog launched as a regional publication with a circulation of only about 15,000. The magazine went international this spring with its entry into the U.S. market, and it expects to double circulation when the fall edition comes out. Wilson says Modern Dog has succeeded by consciously avoiding trying to be all things to all people.
There are a lot of dog magazines, but I think that we've targeted and positioned ourselves to be different from, I know we are different from any other dog magazine out there, and I think that's part of the reason of our popularity.
But while technology has driven down the cost of starting a magazine, 60% still don't survive till their first birthday. That's because many fledgling publishers fail to take into account other expenses, such as the cost of building circulation or having enough money to pay staff for the lengthy period of time, often 5 years or more, it may take for a magazine to become profitable. Andy Buchholz is with Verona Schuler Stevenson, a New York merchant bank that handles media deals. He says just enough of the new magazines will survive, however, to make the risk seem worthwhile.
There are a couple of entrepreneurs who have been able to start magazines on a shoestring, investing a couple of $100,000 in order to make a business that's profitable and vibrant and growing. But those are more the exception than the rule.
And it's that hope, along with the allure of having your name on the masthead as publisher or editor-in-chief, which continues to attract people to the magazine business. 85 new magazines were launched in June of this year alone. While the survival rate for magazines that can stick it out for more than a year is better, it is still an extremely competitive business. Even large publishing houses manage to fail more than they succeed. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.
You can find some related magazine stories at npr.org.